been with our weekly chat with Gary Crisp from Racing and Sports. Gary, good afternoon.
Good day, Kevin. How are you going?
Yeah, well, thank you, mate. I guess not a lot to talk about in terms of our Metropolitan Racing with the washout of Hawkesbury, but Adelaide on Saturday, the Group 1's Miracles of Life. What are your thoughts there?
Yeah, that's right, Kevin. Look, she's a bonny little mare, isn't she? And, you know, she's very game there on Saturday. And she's won 8 of her 17 starts and just continues to produce every time she goes out. With a tested performance, a time form rating of 116, which is very close to her very best form when she won the Blue Diamond back as a two-year-old. She ran a figure of 118. So, and it's a figure that she's bounced off a couple of times in her career, and she got very close to that again on Saturday. So it was a very strong performance. The tempo of the race was pretty even throughout. We thought that it was run pretty much to optimum sectional splits, which made the performance even better, I think, to where she came from. You know, sixth place there on the turn to run down Gregors. And that's the fourth time that Gregors and Miracles of Life have met. And Miracles is a 3-1 head-to-head now. I think that's probably where it'll stop if Miracles of Life does end up down the breeding barn.
Okay, well, just get to Menawar 2 back with more, Gary. Hang on there. We're with Gary Crisp from Racing and Sports. Gary, we were in Adelaide when we left.
Yep. Look, a couple of runs out of the William Hill Classic there. I think Politeness, who ran sixth, can be followed. She's going to go to Brisbane for the 1,400-metre races up there against her own sex. And the way the race was run on Saturday didn't quite pan out for her running style. And also Vane Queen, who really threw the race away at the start. And I'm not sure where she'll end up going, but she may go to Brisbane as well. But certainly Politeness, will come out of the race, I think, and improve her figure off that run.
Okay. Do we leave Adelaide, go to Toowoomba and Pornichet?
Yeah, well, we can just stay with the Australian Oaks over in Adelaide. By Western Australian filly Delicacy, and she's won 9 of 13, and she's a very smart filly. She's won the Western Australian Oaks and Derby double there before coming over to Adelaide, dropped back from the 2,400 to 2,000 in 21 days and really put the race away very quickly. I mean, she did it very soft on the line and was a very impressive performance. Just looking at the history of this race, whether she goes to the South Australian Derby next week, we're not sure at this stage, but there's only been one filly that has taken a double in the last 25 years, and that was the Rita back in 2008. And the Rita ran exactly the same sort of time form rating to what Delicacy ran on Saturday. That's 110, and certainly I think Delicacy had a bit more in hand than the Rita did back when she won it. So it'll be interesting to see whether they do proceed to the Derby with her. Fenway, who won the Vinery in Sydney and had to be scratched from the Oaks in Sydney with a setback. She hadn't raced since then, so she came off quite a long break, and I think the last couple of 100 metres she really felt the pinch a bit, and not sure where she'll go either, but she's a quality filly, and I think her run does prove that her Vinery win was no fluke. And Bahamas, the third filly, lightly raced filly, I think there's a race for her somewhere, whether she goes to Brisbane as well, but certainly the winner is very talented and a horse we may see in the spring as well.
Okay. Pornichet wasn't quite good enough, apparently, to get into a race at the Gold Coast, but cleaned up at Toowoomba. Where do you see Pornichet's future?
Well, look, he's quite an impressive horse, I think. He's won 6 of 15. It's his third win here in Australia since he's been with Gay. 21.50 on Saturday was the furthest distance he's actually raced over and now won over. We've got him running to a new career peak of 120 time form rating there on Saturday, which fits very nicely with the race, and we're very confident that's a strong figure. And at that level, he's actually made another jump since his win in the middle of Selwood. And 120 figure will just about get away with the race like the Dampen Cup, which I think he'll probably head to maybe next week. Pornichet's the highest rated winner of the Toowoomba Cup in the last 25 years. You've got to go back to 98 when a horse called Jean's Interest won it. Ran about 10 pounds to below Pornichet, and he was very competitive in races like the Doomben Cup and those sort of races afterwards. So I think that the way that Pornichet won there on Saturday, the figure that he ran, all points to him playing a very big role in the Doomben Cup if he comes through okay.
We are with Gary Crisp from Racing and Sport. Gary, did we cover it all this week?
Yeah, I think so. Kevin, unfortunately, we lost those good races at Hawkesbury, but there'll be a couple staged on Saturday, which will be good to see, and hopefully the others will find a spot somewhere. But hopefully the rain takes up and we get those races run because the industry needs that money coming back into it.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks for your time.
Okay. Go on, Kevin.
See you, Gary. Bye, mate. Gary Crisp there from Racing and Sports.